From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Schools across the country are struggling to deal with an increasingly common sight in the classroom: students with handheld, internet-ready devices. Many schools have simply given up trying to ban iPads, Kindles, and smartphones. Instead, they're creating policies that let students use their technology. But Sam Evans-Brown of New Hampshire Public Radio reports that starting a bring-your-own-device rule comes with its own set of challenges.
If there's one thing that the mobile computing era has made clear, it's that kids love touchscreens. And for 3 years, Oyster River Middle School in Durham, New Hampshire, has been letting them use their touchscreen devices in class. Seventh grader Hunter Gibson is learning how to use a free app to record himself explaining how to add fractions.
You add not the bottom numbers, but the top numbers. The bottom number stays the same.
Once he's done, the recording and an animation he's drawn can be sent to a classmate who might be struggling. This is one of several apps that kids at Oyster River are learning about during a special half day of classes where entering and returning students learn about the school's BYOD, or Bring Your Own Device, policy. The kids learn how to make presentations on iPads, how to keep track of their homework on a smartphone, and what they should or shouldn't post on social media sites. Fifth grade teacher Dave Montgomery says his daughter goes to another school that has no BYOD policy. At home, she uses her smartphone to look things up all the time, but
then she walks into what's supposed to be, you know, a learning environment, and she can't use her number one source of learning.
Letting kids have their own devices means they can use technology for more than just special projects. It can be a planner, agenda book, and a pocket reference library all day long. But of course, there are concerns.
The one concern we heard a lot was, you know, what if my son or daughter doesn't have a device?
Matt Woodward is director of technology at a middle school in Hooksett, New Hampshire, where they're rolling this policy out to the whole district this year. The change has been met with some resistance. Woodward says there's never an easy answer when it comes to equity, but Hooksett at least has other resources at their disposal.
Still working on, but this is an iPad cart. We have one of these in each of our school buildings, so it has 30 iPads.
And this is what it comes down to. While bringing your own device is seen as a cheap way to bump up access to technology in the classroom, schools still have to make a significant investment in tech. And some parents, like David Pearl, who's also on the school board in Hooksett, worry that all these devices could create discipline problems too.
I have seen the thumb turn of the iPod where you're looking at one screen and the teacher says, "What's on that screen?" And as the student turns the iTouch, you just slide your thumb across the bottom and the screen changes.
Pearl has a couple of fears. Is the school's network secure and well-filtered? Will kids take and share inappropriate pictures? And of course, won't kids get distracted in class? At Oyster River, where kids have been bringing their own devices for 3 years, seventh grade science teacher Janet Martell says students will get distracted if their teachers let them get distracted, the same as it's always been.
One of the big things is engaging kids in the classroom. If kids are engaged and they have a specific task, they're not apt to be out searching for other things because they can't.
She even says allowing the devices has actually decreased discipline issues. Several teachers spoken to for this story say a combination of allowing devices and setting aside times where texting is okay has led to a dramatic drop in so-called pocket texting or sweatshirt texting in class. They also say teaching good digital citizenship in classes is what is really needed to head off issues like posting embarrassing photos or cyberbullying. Oyster River teachers like Dave Montgomery acknowledge that figuring out how to make class work with 10 different kinds of devices can be tough.
You get really frustrated.
But for him, allowing mobile technology in class has an inevitable march of progress feel to it, like when calculators were first allowed.
You just have to, you know, work with it, or you have to work with it, because going back's not really an option anymore.
And in classrooms around the country, this change is already occurring. For NPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown in Concord, New Hampshire.